Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has proposed new Florida voting lines that could help Republicans win 4 additional seats in the U.S. House this November. DeSantis has called lawmakers to a special legislative session starting Tuesday. The governor's office released a map Monday morning showing red and blue districts, indicating that if adopted, it would create 24 Republican-leaning and 4 Democratic-leaning districts. Currently, the state is represented by 20 Republicans and 7 Democrats, with one other seat becoming vacant recently following a Democratic lawmaker's resignation. DeSantis told Fox News that the new map for 2026 makes good on his promise to conduct mid-decade redistricting, and it more fairly represents the makeup of Florida today. The governor's office confirmed the map to NPR. Florida redistricting could put the GOP back on top in a race that President Trump started to reshape the midterms, but the effort in Florida could face court challenges and political headwinds, especially after Democrats flipped 2 Republican-held legislative seats in the state earlier this year. Reshaping districts could spread out Republican votes, making some safe Republican seats more competitive. Nikki Fried, chair of the Florida Democratic Party, has called the redistricting effort unconstitutional gerrymandering, and some Democrats say it could end up benefiting their candidates in the end. But Evan Power, chair of the Republican Party of Florida, is an advocate for a new map. He said on Newsmax Friday morning that when they draw compact districts, Florida will get a lot more Republicans. The special session has already been delayed once. DeSantis originally called for lawmakers to meet the 20th of April, but then delayed the session by a week. Redistricting is one issue on the governor's agenda, along with easing school vaccine requirements and applying guardrails to some uses of artificial intelligence products. The path toward redistricting in Florida is difficult. The state outlaws political gerrymandering, or redrawing lines for partisan gain. Other states allow partisan gerrymandering, and that was the reason politicians have used to justify joining the race Trump kicked off last year. The governor has suggested that the state could be forced to redraw districts because of racial preferences and the current map in favor of minority communities, but that would only come from a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on the Federal Voting Rights Act, and that ruling hasn't come yet. The party in the White House usually loses House seats in the midterm, and Trump's agenda could be at stake if Democrats take control. Usually, states redistrict at the start of each decade after the census shows how many U.S. House seats each state should have. But Trump set off a mid-decade redistricting race to secure more seats by pushing Republican-led states to redraw their maps before the midterm elections. He got Texas Republicans to give their party an advantage in 5 additional seats, and California Democrats responded by helping Democrats win 5 more seats in their state. Other states have followed, and when Virginia voters approved redistricting in the Commonwealth on Tuesday, Democrats have caught up with and possibly even surpassed Trump's GOP push.